Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're really getting into it, looking at how our past emotions can sort of hijack our present. We'll be using your source material to break down exactly how that happens and, importantly, the specific steps you can take to break that cycle.
That's right. Our mission here is pretty clear. Define what it means to be triggered. Really nail that down, and then outline this specific two-step process for real transformational change. And it all hinges on connection, on relational healing. Because as we'll dig into, the overwhelm that kicks this whole thing off, well, you can't really fix that alone.
Okay, let's unpack that. So the sources talk about the emotional brain, right? How it connects what we're sensing now, seeing, hearing, smelling, connects it back to things that happened in the past.
Exactly. Like how a certain smell can just instantly transport you back somewhere. Your brain's literally time traveling in that moment. And when that link gets made, that's when we can get triggered.
So being triggered is basically just feeling emotions now that are actually tied to the past. Can be good or bad, I guess.
Yeah, could be positive too. But often when we talk about it in this context, we're focusing on the difficult ones. That's where core memories come in. A core memory is basically a past experience that was super emotionally charged. And it has this potential to get stirred up again right now.
Okay, a highly charged past thing. And these core memories, they store specific stuff, don't they? It's not just a vague memory.
Right. Two key things. One is the emotions themselves, along with how they felt in your body, those physical sensations. And the second is what the sources call embodied beliefs.
Embodied beliefs. What does that actually mean? Like beliefs you feel rather than think?
Precisely. They're like these survival rules your body learned during that original overwhelming event. They aren't logical, conscious thoughts. It's more visceral. Like maybe a core memory of being let down leads to this embodied belief of I can't rely on anyone or I have to do everything myself, felt deep down.
And these memories, they don't just sit there quietly. They can kind of erupt, right? That's the flooding part.
Exactly. Flooding happens when the emotions from that core memory were just too intense, too overwhelming to really feel and process back when it happened. So because they're unfelt, undealt with, they stay stuck. And then, boom, a trigger happens in your current life and you get flooded with all that old stuff.
But hang on, if it's my emotion, my memory, why can't I just, you know, think my way out of it or journal really hard? Why relationship?
That's the absolute core of it. These memories were formed when your nervous system was completely overloaded, dysregulated. You were overwhelmed. And an overwhelmed system can't regulate itself out of that kind of deep historical pattern. It needs help. You need another nervous system, one that is regulated and feels safe to kind of co-regulate with, to create a safe space for the processing.
Okay. That makes sense. So that explains the two steps the sources outline for change. The overall idea is feeling and dealing in relationship. So step one, find or establish a safe, empathetic relationship. Crucially, with someone who doesn't get overwhelmed by your trigger. They need to stay grounded.
That safety piece is foundational, non-negotiable. And then step two flows right from that. You have a new experience. You actually feel and deal with that old, overwhelming stuff, but within the safety of that relationship. It's like getting a do-over for the emotional processing.
Okay, let's make this concrete with a case study. Johnny, the CEO, this illustrates the whole cycle, right?
Perfectly. Johnny's core memory stemmed from his childhood, always trying to earn approval from his dad, an NFL player who was emotionally distant. Never said, I love you. The specific memory was his college signing ceremony. Huge deal for Johnny. But his dad missed it, said he was too busy with work.
Ouch. So that moment, supposed to be pride and celebration.
Right. But it got tangled up with feelings of abandonment, maybe not being important enough. Mm-hmm. Fast forward, Johnny's a super successful CEO, big wins at work. But instead of feeling joy or pride, he feels this awful sense of shame and deep aloneness whenever he succeeds.
That's the flooding, the old feelings owing the present success.
Yeah.
And the aloneness. That's the embodied belief.
That's it, exactly. The belief success means I'll be alone or my accomplishments don't truly matter surfacing. So the counselor worked with him using this model, helped him connect with and finally feel the original pride and joy tied to that signing ceremony, the stuff he couldn't feel back then. Processing that original unfelt emotion within the safe relationship with the counselor allowed those later depressive feelings around success to resolve. They just faded.
Wow. Okay, so just to recap. Core memories hold unfelt emotion and embodied beliefs. Triggers bring them up, causing flooding. And the way through isn't to fight it alone, but to process it safely with someone else.
That's the mechanism. Safe relational processing is the key to unwinding these patterns.
So this brings up a really interesting point for you, the listener, thinking about this idea of a tragic backstory, maybe not even that dramatic, but just unresolved stuff. How might that hidden emotional material be influencing your big decisions today, even if you have no idea it's happening?
Yeah, think about it. Which embodied beliefs might be quietly running the show for you? Like Johnny, maybe you're driven towards success, but find no joy in it. Could that feeling, or lack of feeling, be pointing back to something much earlier that never got fully processed? Something driving your actions without you realizing the root?
It's a powerful lens to apply. Think about your own reactions, your relationships, your goals. Applying this relational understanding could really shift things. What stands out most to you?